Good morning to each and every listener of the broadcast. I'm so happy to be coming your way once again with the short gospel broadcast. I'm so thankful for this day of July the 25th, 1982. Let's start it with good purposes and intentions as we live for God. Listen, this is the beginning of a day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I can waste it or use it for good. But what I do today is important because I'm exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving in its place something I have traded for it. I want it to be gain and not loss, good and not evil, success and not failure, for the high price that I have paid for it. Now, let's begin this day and this broadcast with a good song here. I'd rather be an old-time Christian with Brother Harlan Sorrell singing all four parts. I'd rather be an old-time Christian. You know of anything you'd rather be than that?
In this world I've tried most everything, and I'm happy now to say there is nothing like religion in the good old-fashioned way. I am walking in the old-time way, and I want the world to know that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There are many things I'd like to be as my journey I pursue. I have longed to be a leader like a mortal man would do. I would like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow. But I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. All the world is bright since I got bright. Now I sing and pray and shout. All my burdens have been lifted since the Savior brought me out. I will tell the world both far and near as I travel here below that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. Praise God, true religion really works. I could tell the love of God that is flooding all my heart, and the sweet foretaste of heaven that Jesus doth impart. Oh, if I could tell the peace and joy and the wealth he doth bestow, you would rather be an old-time Christian more than anything you know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and my life is free from sin. It's a heaven here on earth, praise God, to go to heaven in. Yes, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and my life is free from sin. It's a heaven here on earth, praise God, to go to heaven in.
Thank you, Brother Harlan Sorrell, for that good song. I tell you, I appreciate young people who live for the Lord and give their lives to Him while they're young. It's worth so very much. May the dear Lord bless all the young people. Seems to me that we're living in a time when the powers of Satan are turned loose upon the saints in the world today. They're troubled, they're perplexed, they're in distress and temptations, and yet I say unto you, dear ones, that God has grace for you. Listen to this scripture from Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and beginning with verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, how Satan is trying the people of God in these days. Surely the time of the coming of the Lord must be near, and the Satan knows that his time is short. Why is he coming so strongly against the Lord's people? Just because his time is short. We're encouraged by this poem that says, "Be strong, my soul, in God Most High, and trust his mighty arm. The hand that holds the starry sky preserves thee safe from harm. He who hath spread the heavens above and earth's foundations laid walks by thy side a guide and God, and says, be not afraid. Oh, rest my soul in God Most High beneath his sheltering wing. While tempests wild go sweeping by, rejoice, my soul, and sing. He is thy buckler and defense, thy rock, thy strength and tower, and he will be thy confidence in each distressing hour. Be strong, my soul, in God Most High. Though helpless, poor, and low, the gleaming worlds that stud the sky, his power and glory show. And he whose word a world can form bends low to hear thy call. He feeds the birds, the grass adorns. He is my friend, my all." I'm so glad the Lord is near his saints in this trying time. But we're cautioned in 1 Peter 5 and 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith." The lion is said to be boldest in the storm. His roar, it is said, never sounds as loud as in the presence of the thunder. And when the lightning flashes, brightest are the flashes of his cruel eye. Even so, he who goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, often seizes the hour of human nature's greatest distress to assault us with his fiercest temptations. He tempted Job when he was bowed down with grief. He tempted Jesus when he was faint and hungry. He tempted Peter when he was weary with watching and brokenhearted with sorrow. When the devil's forces are besieging a low soul, he appeals as a rule to the lowest in him. He appears as an angel of light. I like the decision that Daniel made. He was in captivity and they were looking to him and expecting things of him. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Daniel 1:8. Dear ones, be a decided out-and-out child of God and saint. It's the only way to be really happy, safe, and useful to the fullest. First, be clear about your standing in Christ by grace through faith. There can be no real decision while you doubt this. Accept the Word of God and its provision for your salvation. Then, put your all on the altar. Whatever the consequences, make a bold stand for truth and God. Let me assure you, this is the happiest course. Some folks try to live between Christ and the world. They're not really happy. In this place, there are inconsistencies, doubts, and fears. Be careful about warming by the world's fire, so to speak. Peter was out of place when he denied the Lord, as he warmed by the fires of others. The influence was too great for him, under which he found himself out there away from the Lord. Sometimes folks seek the good opinion of men and lose the favor of the Lord. Fear God, and you need not fear any others. Be decided and men will soon know what to expect of you. This is the safest course. A bold and open decision is a great safeguard against backsliding. If you're afraid you're going to backslide, let me say, just take a bold stand for the Lord. Commit yourself openly to God and trust Him to keep you. If you want to do real work for God, you must be decided. You must live out your profession to have the right influence on others. If they look at your life and they see that you're not decided, but you're half-heartedly attempting to serve the Lord, they know that that's not what they're looking for. Your testimony will have weight and influence as you act out fearlessly what you believe. Reality is one of the great secrets of power. But the salt that has lost its savor is good for nothing. Jesus said this. It's just thenceforth good for nothing to be cast out and trodden underfoot of men. It has been said that one foot on sea and one on shore is not the attitude in which steadfastness or progress is possible. In other words, you're not going anywhere, either on sea or land, while you're straddling the line, so to speak. Now, prayer is an important part of the life of a saint. We should always be convinced that God hears our prayers. And I'm amazed at what radio's waves will do for us. And yet, if that is true, how much more is it so that God hears the prayers of His people? If radio slim fingers can reach out in the air and pluck the sweet melodies found lingering there and send at once to both you and me, direct to our homes or wherever we be, if the old refrain on the violin can reach us so clearly above earth's din, if the voice that is singing sweet and low is not torn asunder by storm clouds of woe, if whispering hope from the strings of the harp can travel for miles, speak to our heart, if the strains of the organ we can hear through the night and pleads in the darkness lead kind of light, if all of these things we can hear in the air, then why should we doubt that God hears our prayers? Dear ones, let us be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Our Father, once again, as we draw to the close of another broadcast, we ask the blessings of the Spirit of God upon every listener. Comfort and help each one in the trials and the battles of life. Give them overcoming grace, and for that which is accomplished, we'll surely give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. May I take just a few moments to remind you that it's camp meeting time again, National Camp Meeting of the Church of God, near Neosho, Missouri, about 5 miles east, a little community known as Monarch Springs, right under the big tabernacle, open-air tabernacle. The meeting is in full swing. It began Friday, July 23rd, and is continuing through August the 1st. So you come and enjoy the singing, the preaching, the purity of the word of the old-time gospel preaching. And until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.